Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It was dominance like we've never seen in the National Football League for somebody to dominate that long. But I got to tell you, I can't root for the Jets ever. I want the Patriots to pull the big upset on the road. I don't know if it's going to happen. The Jets haven't been as good as everybody thought. I don't think they've been as good defensively, by the way. Everybody's getting on their offense and, you know, and Aaron Rodgers and what they were supposed to be and everything else. But, yeah, Jets probably going to win this game. The Jets are probably going to win this game, but I am going to be – I'm going to have some serious Patriot blood in me tonight watching that game with – you know, we got a little spoiled, and if we don't start playing better, we've been going 4-0 against these teams, right? We've been beating the Jets twice and beat the Patriots twice, and, you know, and I was kind of like, wow, that was nice. That felt good. Now, it didn't happen a couple years ago. They did get us, but –
Much less of a slam dunk at this moment.
Yes, you're not feeling
not that anyone
not
is
feeling 4-0 right now against. You got to play a lot better with Skylar Thompson now.
Let's
the quarterback.
Get through these next four. Two and two, man. That's the goal for me.
Well,
I know you're like I want better.
Well, I do want better, but let me ask you this: is it a slam dunk that Tua's coming back? Like all of a sudden,
absolutely not.
For the Arizona game,
no.
Like because I got people going well. Well, we just got to hang in there till Arizona.
Well, there's two schools of thought on this. The first would be, what if the team continues to play the way they're playing and they lose the next four games? Then do you bring Tua back?
You got to try to salvage something.
Like
you got to win games.
I don't think.
Well, you can go find Josh Rosen again.
Well, you could continue down.
You
want
to try to find Josh? Josh, can you mind leaving school? We promise this time when you're bad, you get to stay in.
I know you were crapped all over the trade for Bryce Young idea.
They're not getting rid of him. Wait, the guy came out yesterday. The GM said, hey, by the way, for everybody calling us that wants to rehabilitate or thinks you can do better, no, he's not. We're going to keep him.
I still would call and make the offer, but
what kind of offer can you make? Like they're going to get burned so bad. We can give up two or three after
they
you just
got burned.
Two ones, two twos, and a really good wide receiver.
They already got burned.
They got hammered.
They're
this
cooked.
Is why so far this draft pick looks one of the worst of all time.
They're going to get another stab at that pick, by the way. They're going to get another shot to take a quarterback. But the Dolphins have to add a quarterback to this roster regardless, whether they do it now, whether they do it in the draft, whatever.
I don't think they can get another stab. You're saying they're going
to
have the bad record? Doesn't Chicago still have their first-round pick for the next one, too?
Yeah, you're right. That's sad.
I mean, it was a horrible – I mean, he's got to be good. Like, at some point, they're going, hey, listen, I don't want to see our name when they start doing all-time quarterback bust and they're talking about – by the way, the owner's taken. It's all on the owner. Every finger's pointing towards the owner and his wife having dinner with Bryce Young and going, that's our guy. This is the guy we want.
He could be a change of scenery guy, though, like Sam Darnold.
But they're not going to give up on him. What do you have to give up? You can't give up on him right away. A year and two games?
Yeah, you can't bench the guy in week three, though. Not a great look.
I agree.
Texter's right, by the way. Texter, we played like crap with Tua. We did. That's why I'm concerned. That's why, like, 2-2
no question.
Over the next four would be tremendous. It'd be a great accomplishment.
Tua made two really good throws, 63-yarder and a crossing route on the 80-yard play. But the last game, he did have one good throw to Waddle on a skinny post on a timing route. Remember, had him by a half a step. But outside of that, there weren't a lot of good plays. You're right. There was not a lot of good plays.
Well, yeah, that game was just ugly all around.
So, but listen, they got to overall. I know we're wrapped up on just a quarterback, and for good reason. Quarterback's the most important position. We need a lot of guys to play a lot better. You know, we just give certain positions when we do these talk radio shows. We give certain positions a hall pass. There's a lot of positions that need to play a lot better. And when they're not playing well enough, the teams in the front office should leave it alone. Because they got to get better in a lot of places. By the way, play calling has got to get better. That was Mike's been really good at play calling. Really, really good. Really good. I thought one of the best games he ever had was that Buffalo game with Skylar Thompson. That was play calling for that game was some of Mike's. As good as that was, I thought last game was Mike's worst game calling plays that he's had.
The play calling's been brutal. I don't know. They love those screen passes, man.
I thought at first
they set a record for screen passes in the game. But
I thought at first, besides they like to do things wide with this group of running backs, but I thought he was getting rid of the ball because he didn't trust the O-line. Did you think that? Anybody else think that? I mean, we were getting the ball, and he was just getting it out wide quickly to his tight end or his running back. And I thought, okay, he's not. And then I realized maybe he's just trying to get out in space and the blocking, and we have had some plays, but I just didn't like the game plan with the two guys on the outside. Like, they got to be in the game plan no matter what. Like, you can't take those guys away. Maybe it's a bad example. Clayton and Duper were never taken out of game plans. They were one or the other or both were going to have huge plays, and there's nothing you can do about it. My name's Dan Marino, and those two guys are going to be a big part of my offense, and there's nothing you can do, scheme, or anything else. I'm going to get the ball to those guys.
Well,
and I still feel that
way. You
don't
have time, right? You don't have time to throw. You don't really establish the run game very well.
We didn't run the ball a lot.
Yeah, and when they do run the ball, why is everything such a slow developing play on these short yardage situations?
I
just hate when, and these guys know so much more about football than I do, so whatever.
You don't have to say that.
Well,
you didn't have to say that start.
But like, I see these slow developing run plays that take place in the backfield, and it's like, why not just go under center, hand the ball, and let a guy go downhill?
Oh, you've been listening to Bo.
Is that a Bo thing?
Oh my God, under center. And covering up the tight end and jamming the tight end are his two pet peeves.
Yeah, that's old school Milpitas football.
So shotgun, going out of shotgun on short yardage drives people nuts, especially when the defensive ends come around the edge rushers and make the tackle and never gets back to the line of scrimmage because you didn't block the guys on the outside.
I don't know if it's that. I just, for some reason, I feel like the defensive line play is so superior to the offensive line play. You notice that? Like, all these teams seem to have really good defensive ends and stuff and guys that make plays, and the offensive lines on every team seem to struggle.
I don't know, but
when you do a slow-developing play like that in the backfield, it's like you're just giving them time to make a tackle for loss.
So I disagree with you on one thing. The running games are a lot better than the passing games right now in the NFL. For a game that's structured...
Yes, because the passing games
The game is structured to throw it. That's what everybody likes. Chicks dig the pass. They used to like the long ball. Now they like the pass.
Well, yeah, when you got like Gardner Minshew leading the league in passing yards or whatever, it's the quarterback play has been very poor.
It's been bad.
Shockingly
the league
bad.
Sets it up for all these rules, yes. And yet the only thing's really good, I didn't even think of till Baldy goes, go back and look at the run. He goes, there's a whole bunch of teams running the ball really well right now.
Yeah, it's like Brock Purdy and Minshew. Brock Purdy was playing from behind that entire game, slinging the ball over the place.
What's the leading guy throwing? 240 a game? 250 a game?
I think it's Brock Purdy.
Nobody's tearing it up.
No one has 600 yards.
Jeez.
By the way, the guy playing tonight, Aaron Rodgers, threw for like 140 yards or something last night.
No, there's a lot of weird things going on, man. I know. I am. It's been really strange. By the way, the other one is, I saw this. Did you see the NFL kickers? 50-plus yards, 35 of 39.
So you know who the one of the two guys that missed, right?
Justin Tucker missed two.
Yeah, Justin Tucker. It's kinda,
I saw him miss.
Yeah, Mr. Reliable.
I've not seen him both.
This guy, Fairbairn for Houston,
yeah,
is our best fantasy football player.
Is he 6 for 6 or
he
something?
Like, yeah, I mean, the guy goes back. So 50-plus yard field goals are usually 6 points in fantasy leagues. It's like a touchdown. Guy hits like 5 a game.
Yeah. So they were talking about, now they got to do something about their worry, because now the kickers have gotten so good. And they did admit, as the weather gets, you know, crummier in the cold weather places, those numbers will drop. But they've never had numbers like this after 2 weeks. The attempts and the accuracy, 35 of 39 from 50-plus yards, the league in the first 2 weeks. They've never had that many attempts. And second of all, Justin Tucker, who we've considered to be the best field goal kicker, has missed 2 of the 4.
Did you see what they did with the guy from Dallas? They brought him out. They were going to let him kick from like 70.
Something.
By the way, he probably would have made it. They got a penalty. They got like a false start or something.
You know, I got to ask Jason Sanders on this, because I watch him warm up, and he only goes from 58s as far as he goes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got plenty left.
Yeah.
He's kicking 58 out there. And it's got, and you're going, oh boy. So, like, I'm dying to ask him, because only he knows, like, how much juice you have left if you have to, when a coach is watching. He goes, because it's 60 something for him.
We're getting to a point where you get the kickoff at the 30 yard line, you need one first down.
What's the longest field goal we've had? 65, 66? Is that?
It probably was the Dallas guy. The guy from Dallas just has like a monster leg. So he hit that field goal. They had a penalty, but
wow. Yeah, it's
That guy is spiking him. The guy in Houston is pretty good.
So you know what they might be doing if these guys get too good on field goals? You know what's going to happen? That field goal post can get a little tighter.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you.
Get out of here. They get too good.
They're going. Now the league's going to go, now we got a problem with kickoff returns, and now we got field goal. Everybody's friggin' perfect from 50, half the friggin' field, and these guys just kick them like they're extra points.
You know, we need more touchdowns.
Hey, put arena football league. Remember how tight those field goal posts were?
Yeah, put those things in there, yep.
All right. Yeah,
you really got the wheels turning this morning.
I might have got a little exaggeration. I just think it's weird. 35 to 39. And Justin Tucker, like the Hall of Fame field goal kicker.
Yeah, is the guy from KC not bad either, right?
Oh no, Butker's automatic.
Yeah,
he may piss some people off when he speaks at
college graduations.
College graduations.
Don't hire him as your speaker, but he's a good kicker.
Boy, those guys. You know, those guys didn't say anything. I know, no, it's his opinion. We don't have to agree, but we love the guy. He's a great teammate. Great teammate. Love him. You kick like that, you're going to be my best teammate for a long time. They didn't even try to get closer. He just lined them up. He said 52 work. No problem.
Hey, does anyone do a better job of dealing with crap than Patrick Mahomes? Talking about Butker. So this guy's
talking about his brother.
I mean, the brother.
The wife.
The dad got a DUI like the week of the Super Bowl.
How about his wife gets somehow
involved? The wife
involved
is involved in the politics. The whole, like, Taylor Swift. Like, it's amazing, dude. He just stays out of everything.
Yeah. He's good, man.
Right? I mean, he does an amazing – he does a lot of – there's a lot of crap that guy deals with.
I do this with my
son. His best wide receiver got arrested.
Yeah. He's just that special guy. He really is. He is just that special guy. He really – I'm with you on him.
Are you with me on that he gets a lot of lucky bounces too?
No.
You watch that Cincinnati game?
No.
Just always happens for him.
What, you mean like Jamar Chase lose it on the official? Is that luck?
That's a weird thing to have happen, though, man.
Is that?
Why did Jamar Chase do that? What an idiot.
Or some guy goes over the top and interferes.
That was a penalty. That was definitely
a penalty. Just want to make sure.
But
you're saying they got lucky because there's some demon that makes all the other teams that he plays against do dumbass stuff. I got you. Okay.
Now you believe, at least.
No, I don't believe that at all.
I sense no sarcasm. I feel like you're on board now.
No, that was total sarcasm. We'll be right back after this.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, time for your stock market report. Hopefully that's going better than the situation on our Vita Parkway right now. The stock market report is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. And after yesterday's bloodbath, things are looking a little better here. The NASDAQ futures are up almost 450 points. The Dow futures up 500 points. The S&P up 95 points. So a good start there. And Joe, can we let people know?
I'm from Okeechobee.
Yeah. Tough times out there, bro. Let people know.
You broed me.
I did bro you. That we have a Frank Gore jersey, signed jersey to give away tomorrow.
When are you thinking, Woody? Are you thinking early on just to tease the people?
Well, we did it in the 9 o'clock hour last
time.
Well,
then we can't do it again.
So okay. Do you want to do it like for our early risers?
Yes.
All right, I like that.
Anybody gets up early.
So, yeah, if you win, by the way, you could get the jersey signed in person if you would like. We have the Coral Springs Trading Card Show coming up September 28th and 29th at the Coral Ridge Mall. And Frank will be signing on Saturday.
And then who's Sunday?
12 to 2. Your guy.
Mark Super Duper.
Yeah.
I thought that was his official name. We never got to it, but Mark.
His legal name.
Yeah. Mark Super Duper.
Yeah.
He was Mark Duper when I met him, and then like he had this unbelievable year, and he threw a little super in the middle, Super Duper. And then I think he named one of his sons Mark Super Duper too. Can you imagine that pressure, being Super Duper?
Yeah. It's like LeBron's kid.
I get a smile on my face when I see Mark Clayton and Mark Duper. They enjoyed life. They enjoyed life and played football just same way. Just enjoyed it. They might stay out a little bit late from time to time. Might, you know, come a little later than the curfew calls for.
That's okay.
But you didn't have to worry about them on Sunday. Those guys were, something happened, their body goes, it's Sunday. And they go, okay, it's business.
Wish they could give our team a few words of encouragement.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they do that, by the way? They ever bring, like, alumni in to, like, speak to the team or anything?
Hey, by the way, on that podcast, if you get a chance, I asked them about those guys get compared and people, the younger people, that, you know, a team's more popular than ever mm-hmm. right now in the NFL. And so Mark Duper, and you got to hear this because I was surprised he answered it. I didn't know how he was going to answer it. He said, listen, man, Waddle and Tyreek Hill are really good. He said, but they got to do it for a long-ass time before people are going to talk about and put them with us. You're just going to talk. And we asked him about the race. We said, the fastest Mark Duper getting ready for the Olympic trials. And he said, no comparison. We run on the same tracks, not dirt track, but same bouncy tracks, and he got no shot to beat me. Talking about Tyreek Hill. Now, we'll never know because Duke's probably a 5'2 now, 5'3 in that area. I'm being a wise guy. But, yeah, good stuff, though. We had him on the podcast, Out to Pasture podcast. .com. If you get a chance, want to go here with Dupe had saved some pretty good stuff. He also talked about having cancer and just going through a lot of stuff, man. Just kind of shared his life with us with a lot of different things. And then how would you like the same guy to beat you? And he ends up being probably the greatest American sprinter of all time, Carl Lewis. Carl Lewis not only won the 100 and 200, he friggin' won the long jump. And I don't think they used to drop the baton like they do now. You know how we drop the baton every year? Or like we screw up and the guy takes off too early? Remember that? We did it again this year. But they didn't drop it. Remember the one guy had to slow down? He came to a complete stop to get the baton, and we lost. And we didn't even get a medal. It was bad. Bad stuff.
Speaking of, are we going to get Noah? Are you going to take on Tyreek at some point in the offseason here?
Man. By the way.
I'd love to see
that. That ought to be the last thing.
Tell me you wouldn't want to watch that.
No. I'm going to tell you what. I don't want to hear about that right now. I don't want to hear about Tyreek racing the fastest man in the world.
Well, yeah, I mean, not right now, but you brought it up. So I was just...
No, but I'm talking about Duper talking about it. I want to hear Tyreek talking about, hey man, there's four or five ways I can get open. Let's get me the ball this week. That's all I want to hear about. Nothing else. Serious. No more. Nothing else, man. It's got to be football. It's got to be, hey man, we're going to help Skyler. We're going to make Skyler look good by things we do and getting open. That's what I want to hear. Man, it's a big opportunity for this guy. You know, it'd be one thing if you're going out there and you got nobody to throw to and you're going, great, I'm freaking getting to be the quarterback and look what I'm throwing to. How would you like to have those Patriot wide receivers right now? How would you like to have that group? Skylar Thompson's got to be going, I got a freaking track team behind me and next to me. I got a lot of guys I can trust. Now I got to get him the ball, and Mike's got to call the right play so I can do it. But, yeah, man, Skyler ain't exactly stepping into a bad, bad situation. I know it hadn't been great the first 2 weeks, but the names are the same. The names are the same. By the way, the fastest guy of the whole group might be the guy behind him in Achan. He might be the fastest guy of the whole group. Just got to break some big plays, man. Need the big play back in the offense. Got to get the big play back in the offense for sure. So, anyway, that's that. We got a bunch of stuff for you for tomorrow, matter of fact. And I think, are we going to have Frank Gore tomorrow, maybe? You think Frank Gore, maybe?
Yeah, we're working on that.
All right,
we'll
Frank
have,
Gore.
DBJ, a little Mike Florio.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow's Friday. Friday.
Damn, yeah, tomorrow's football Friday, dude. Well, we got Thursday Night Football tonight. We've been talking about it all morning.
Yeah. Whew, thanks, man. You really helped me out.
No problem.
Anybody going out to the last show, man? The Shohei Ohtani show?
Well, I was going to until you told me that, you know, it's iffy if he plays.
I'm just worried he hasn't looked great at the plate.
So what, you just think he's going to just take the day off?
No, but he's got 10. You know what? So I'll tell you why I think he is going to play, because there's only 10 games left. And I think he really wants that record. I think he'd really like to be the only guy in the history of baseball to have 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases. Now, he picked up a stolen base last night, so he's got 49. He's got to hit 2 home runs in 10 games. Hell, he can hit 2 home runs and 2 at-bats tonight. So I hope he does, Woody, for people going out.
You're sitting in the outfield, Joe, knock some kids around to try to get one of those balls?
Oh, listen. If you're out there, what'd we figure that ball's worth?
6 figures, easy.
Yeah. Jeez. It's pretty damn good. All right, hey, listen.
Put another addition on your house.
No more. No more to the house. It's a retirement house now. It's almost a retirement house. You know, it starts getting run down as of pretty soon here. Yeah, we're getting closer. We're getting closer, Woody. It's getting a lot closer. Hey, Kim Bocamper, speaking of getting older and getting closer, he's going to join us coming up, former teammate. We'll talk about the Miami Dolphins as he spent some time with the coach. That's all coming up next. Stay with us.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.